Enjoy fun adventures as you sail away together and experience the extraordinary marriage you desire. Join us in April 2025 for the Six Pillars at Sea Marriage Getaway. Yes, we are taking Six Pillars cruising and we want you to join us. Get all the details at oneextraordinarymarriage.com/getaway. Use promo code SHIPSAHOY to get $500 off your registration today. We'll see you there.
From San Diego, California, this is a One Extraordinary Marriage show, where being busy is overdone, romancing is fun, and scheduling sex is taking the guesswork out of wondering when you're going to get some. I'm Tony DeLorenzo, your co-host, along with my beautiful wife, Elisa. From coast to coast and around the world, thank you for joining us. It's time to talk sex, love, and commitment. Give us a call or text us on the Hug Hotline at 858-876-5663, or send us an email to hugs@oneextraordinarymarriage.com. On today's show, we're reflecting on our silver anniversary and what we have learned over the last 25 years of marriage.
Okay, I can't even contain the laughter. Seriously, silver anniversary sounds old.
It does.
Like 25 years, I can kind of wrap my head around that. But now that we're talking about anniversaries that actually have metal associated with them, like, you know, your silver, your golden, whatever. I just have to say from the get-go, like, Tony, you shared that line with me before we started the show. And I'm like, I don't know. Like,
well, I want to wish you a happy 25th anniversary, because when this drops, it's actually the day we got married.
Yes.
So I want to say thank you for the many years, the silver, because it's a silver anniversary.
The silver. Let's talk silver.
The many, many, many years that we have been together. Mm. It's crazy to think that we have been doing life as a married couple for 25 years now.
It's a little bit mind-boggling, because even though we have, you know, one adult child and one well on the way, 25 years with one person. We're going to dig into it. But first, let's start the show the way we always do. And I want to start with this quote that says, "It takes a moment for me to tell you I love you, but I will spend a lifetime trying to prove it." And, you know, that's what the last 25 years has been for us. That's what we're going to be talking about in today's show. But we start every One Extraordinary Marriage show with a hug. And, you know, a hug is, it's our opportunity to give you, you know, an audio high five to say, hey, gold star for what you're doing in your marriage. And this hug comes from a post that was in the One Family Facebook group that says, "I just want to share a great compliment that we received last evening. We were on a walk and stopped to talk with some neighbors and their three young boys, 4 and under. Okay. Just all of you that have kids 4 and under and multiple kids 4 and under, we hear ya.
Yep.
They go on to say, "We were talking about our 4 kids and what they're doing now, college football games, planning our daughter's wedding, our son having his first child this year, and our youngest starting his freshman year. We were assuring them we've been in their shoes while they were wrangling 2 dirty boys in the house for a tub and holding a sleeping 3-month-old. But we were headed back home to cook a meal together and enjoy it with a glass of wine. Someday they will get there, but enjoy this time now." At one point, the wife says to us, "It gives me hope that the two of you actually still love to just be together." Mm. Her husband kind of chuckled and said, "Should I be worried?" But I understood, and I was proud of us at this moment.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many distractions in life at all seasons, but in the end, we genuinely enjoy our time together. We've appreciated how the past 2 years have forced us to spend even more time together. We found the One Family and made changes in our life to enjoy each other even more. So many of our friends seem to drive each other crazy with too much time together, but we're different. We crave time and truly miss it when we let life get too busy. We're proud that someone noticed that about our relationship. Mm. Hopefully we can be that light and source for other couples."
Love it. I love it.
And maybe I'm a little extra sentimental because today is that silver anniversary. But that part about being that light for other couples, that really hits home. Mm-hmm. Because it's what Tony and I have done behind these microphones for the last 11 and a half years. It's the legacy of our marriage, very much so. And so, yes, on this silver anniversary, this is a hug that for me really, really hits home.
Yeah.
And I knew about the hug. Like, I actually put the hugs into the show. Like, I knew about it before, but I think there's something just reading it and sharing it with all of you as we're in the show, because, you know, here we are. 25 years ago, October 5th, 1996.
And it couldn't have worked any better. I mean, you want to talk about, like, think about how we started the show over, you know, in 2010.
January 2010.
And, you know, all the episodes we've done up to this point to actually be releasing this episode on our actual anniversary.
I have to say that's only a God thing. Absolutely. Like there's no way the timing works out. Like the days that we chose to do, all the variations.
Everything. I mean, yeah. Because I think early on we used to drop the episodes on a Sunday and then we changed it. So eventually we started dropping them on Tuesdays. But to think this day, October 5th, 1996, you and I said our I do's in Temecula, California. For those of you who don't know, it's a beautiful wine country area north of San Diego. At that time, we weren't living in San Diego. We were actually living north of Temecula in a small town called Banning, and then we moved over to Palm Desert. So just sort of giving you a little where it is.
Oh, yeah.
But we got married, Maurice Curry Winery. Mm-hmm. We actually went back up there, a few months ago.
We've been up there a few times on anniversaries.
Yeah, we have. But we were up there a few months ago and actually took some pictures in the gazebo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now it's been 9,131 days. I had to look that up. I'm like, how many days is in 25 years? And it is 9,131.
And we can say it sounds old because when we got married, we were 23 and 22.
Yeah.
And for us to think of that, like, wow, to be at that point when you start and thinking, oh, wow, what's our life going to be like? Hmm. And you don't realize the challenges ahead of you. I think that's the one thing I would say, and all of us could agree upon. When we say our I do's, there's all the hopes and the dreams of what our lives are going to be. And those dreams typically are the dreams of happiness, joy, fun-filled times, being able to dive into all of our intimacy, to strengthen them, right? And yet, you look back and you go, wow. The things I remember most are the challenges at times. There are a ton of highlights.
I don't think it's what you remember most. I think it's where we've seen the most growth.
True.
Where our marriage has been tested the most, you know, where you look back and you're like, wow, you know, a lot of life happens in 25 years.
Oh, a lot of life happens.
You know, we've got friends that are just getting, this is so crazy. We've got friends that are just getting married and have gotten married within the last few months. And so I look at them and I'm like, oh my gosh, like you have this tremendous adventure ahead of you.
Well, and I mean, even now, Elisa, with our church, we have what we call connect groups. And Elisa and I have decided to step in and lead a young adult connect group. So those are folks who are 18 to 29 years old. And we were sitting there this last time talking to them and just saying, hey, you know, we're going to be celebrating our 25th anniversary. And some of them are like, I was born 2 years after
that. Yeah, you see the snickers around the room as they're all processing. Wait, Tony and Elisa's marriage is actually older than I am.
And yet we have this innate ability, all of us do, to speak into the next generation, into those legacies, and share what we've done and what we've gone through. And today, you know, there's so much that has gone on. And for me, this is not going to be like all the other episodes. This is more of just Elisa and I just sharing and reflecting back on what's happened in 25 years. Mm-hmm. In all honesty, thank you. Thank you for being a part of this journey for the last 11 and a half years. I don't think we ever thought we would be where we are today with the One Extraordinary Marriage Show and the One Family. And yet we have been able to just share our lives. And it's a legacy that we get to leave, you know, long after we're gone. And, you know, when the show comes to an end, whenever that may be, we get to leave a legacy for others, for you, for your kids, for maybe even your grandkids to go back and listen to these folks. They may not even want to listen at that point in time, but they may. And that's something that we get to go, wow, what amazing things we get to do. And we want to share this with you because we want you to do that in your marriage. Mm-hmm. This isn't just about ours, but it doesn't matter if you've been married 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 40 years. How are you reflecting on your marriage as well?
I did not expect this show to make me so emotional.
All right. It's okay. I mean, it's totally understandable that it is. I wanted to share something today while I was in the shower too. No, it was just something that just came up.
What happened in the shower today?
No, it just came to my mind too as I was thinking, and for many of us, I mean, we'll go on anniversary trips, and in all honesty, I can't remember every single one. I remember our first, we went to Santa Barbara, California.
Which is so funny that Alex is there now.
And Alex, yeah. our oldest, is there now, so we get to see it much, much more than we did in those first probably 20 years of marriage. But I just wanted to share some things with you that did pop in my mind that I was reflecting back on. So year 5, we got to spend it at Hot Springs, Montana. Another one of our hot springs journeys.
Oh, let me roll my eyes. I wish you all could have just seen my face. Okay,
and,
yes.
And I do think that was a fun one. The wedding that was happening, you weren't too happy about that because it was like loud or something, and you weren't having the best day, and I was trying to make the most out of it. I know
Pepper
you don't.
The optimist.
Yes, I know you weren't. I know you probably don't remember that, but
oh,
I do.
It was our 2 weddings.
Our 10th anniversary, we got away to Big Bear, and it was the first time. Mm-hmm. An amazing bed and breakfast. It was the first one, though, that we left both kids. Mm-hmm. And it was interesting enough that on that one, I was the one who was more stressed out leaving both the kids with the folks than you were, and caused like some interesting it was just stressful. And I wasn't able to eat right, and I wasn't sleeping well. And I just remember you just going, hey, it's okay. They got them. We'll be all right, and just turning that around. Our 15th anniversary, we renewed our vows, you know, and that to me is very, very important time. And people have asked, will we renew our vows again? And I think we will. It's just right now, I feel like for you and I, this is a moment in time where it's like things are good. Like it doesn't mean we can't renew our vows. It's just, at 15, it was almost that line in the sand for us to go, you know what? We've gone through some stuff, but now we are going to go, this is the new, this is who we are now. Doesn't mean that we're going to forget those years that we've gone through, but we're really going to be conscious about where we're headed. And I would say in the last 10 years, we have done a ton to get to that place. And I'm happy with where, and really excited, even though we have our moments. Even this past week, we had a pretty big
sizable
disagreement.
Argument.
Yes, a big disagreement for sure. But my love for you doesn't waver. Mm. It will not waver. I know we're on the same team, and I know we're going after the same thing together. So 15, Laguna Beach. Mm-hmm. It was our first time ever to go to Laguna Beach, and has become a spot for us to go mm-hmm. to often. Our 20th anniversary was Peru, a long time dream of ours, mm-hmm. right? I mean, for us to go to Peru and experience that, I think it has to be one of the highlights of my life, and will always be, I think, just being at Machu Picchu with you, seeing the alpaca, eating the alpaca.
Not the same alpaca.
Not the same one, but a very nice alpaca filet mignon in the streets of Cusco. And then I look at now, our mm-hmm. 25th, and we're going to go celebrate again in Laguna Beach mm-hmm. for a short weekend. And then this spring, head out to the Maldives, most likely. That's our plan. And I just remember those 5-year ones, for some reason, I just remember them. And they're just seared into my mind of the fun we get to have with one another.
Yeah. It's weird when you have all of these, right? And you're like thinking back and you're like, where am I and where are we going? Right. Where have we been and where are we going? And what does it look like? Because, you know, if you're brand new and maybe this is your first show and you're like, wow, that's kind of interesting how they talk about life. We've talked about a lot of different things over the last 11 and a half years. And, you know, it hasn't been all rainbows and unicorns. We have definitely, we've had our tough times. Mm-hmm. And so to get to this anniversary, you know, we've lost homes. We've had debt, you know, that just felt insurmountable. We have lost a child. We've lost parents. We've dealt with catastrophic injuries to a child. We've dealt with, you know, disagreements over parenting. We have struggled to get along. We've struggled to have sex. You know, if it can happen, it probably has happened to us in a lot of different ways.
Built a business together, you know, well, owned businesses, lost, sold them, buying them. I mean, there's, I mean, just that's the other side of all this as well. I mean, there's life happens. Mm-hmm. And so I think what we want to do, you know, reflecting back, I wanted to share some of those moments because I want you guys to really sit down and think about those together as well. Mm-hmm. Wherever you may be, like, think about those moments that you've had. And maybe you haven't had them like us. It's okay. Like, there were honestly, and when I say this with anniversaries, there were anniversaries we didn't go on or go anywhere. There were years that we didn't do anything.
I mean, dinner.
Right. Like those milestone ones, like the 5, 10, 15, I think we've always tried to do something, but there were anniversaries in between where we didn't do anything. Mm-hmm. So I would love for us to just go in and share a few things that we have learned that we would love to impart on the one family.
Well, let's do that after this break. We'll talk about just those reflections on 25 years.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So we're back and we're having a little bit of a cry fest today. And, you know, also just this sweet time of reflecting. And, you know, as we started preparing for the show and, you know, when we saw the dates lined up that, you know, our 25th anniversary would be a Tuesday and that's when the show would be released. And we started thinking, okay, you know what? What have we learned in the last 25 years? What are those things that I wish somebody had said to me at, you know, maybe not on my wedding day because I probably wouldn't have listened, but shortly thereafter, you know, in that first month or the first year or even the first, you know, at 5 or at 10. And, you know, the first thing that came to mind is, look, you're going to grow and change.
Yeah.
And so is your spouse. You know, expect it. Like, I wish somebody had said, hey, expect the change.
And even right now, and I wouldn't say on our wedding day, but where you are right now, do know that you're growing and changing, and so is your spouse. You're listening to the One Extraordinary Marriage Show for a reason, because you're going to be intentional and you're going to take action. And when you are intentional in your marriage and with your life, and you're taking action, there's going to be change.
Right.
And you guys are going to have to ebb and flow through that together. Mm-hmm. So it's being on the same team. It's strengthening your emotional intimacy weekly. Go do your walk-in talks. Go do a coffee break. Whatever. Listen to the podcast and discuss it together. Mm-hmm. But know that you are going to grow and change. And it's going to happen from the day you say I do to the day one of you goes to heaven. It's going to happen. And it doesn't stop. It doesn't stop when the kids leave. It doesn't stop when you have your first child or your fifth child. Those are all times for you to, both of you, to go, all right, how are we going to address this? How are we going to grow through this? How what's changing in our dynamic? And then how are we strengthening every single pillar of intimacy in this season?
Absolutely. The next thing that I realized that's been so important, and sometimes it still gets blurred, is you need to set boundaries. Right? Or guardrails, whatever you're more comfortable calling them, with your parents, with your kids, with your calendar, with your friends. You need to protect your time as a married couple. Mm-hmm. You need to protect the bubble, like literally, you know, I don't talk about bubbles very often, but when I do, I think it's pretty important that there's a bubble around a married couple. Mm. And I don't think we actually keep bubbles around collectively. We, you know, the universal we, around our marriages. I don't think we keep that bubble of safety. Mm-hmm. Strong enough. And so it's gonna require you to step up and go, how do we protect our time? Where do we make time for the two of us? Yes, we have super full lives, and I have yet to coach a couple that has had zero things on their plate.
You just said something with that bubble, and it's such a great, like, visual for me.
Okay.
We need to find ways to cleave to one another instead of leave one another.
Wow.
We have to be, when you said that, it's just something that just profoundly hit me. We need to, and I think this is one thing that Elisa and I have been doing well over the last 10 years or so. We have always found ways to cleave to one another instead of leave one another, especially in those times of disagreement. We can get in our ways, but how do we continue to cleave to one another? Mm-hmm. And by doing that, we do set those boundaries around others, and those ebb and flow.
Yeah.
There are times when, hey, you really need to set them up and they need to be firm, and other times they're a little looser. Mm-hmm. They got a little give in them, but definitely need to do that. Pursuit doesn't end with the wedding.
Okay. You guys have heard us talk about the fact that, you know, your wedding is one day, and it's not actually even one day. I mean, if you look at the average wedding, it's like 6 to 8 hours, right? So your wedding is 6 to 8 hours, but your marriage theoretically is a lifetime, right? So all the pursuit that got you to the wedding day, you need to continue that for the rest of your lives.
And you got to learn how it works for the two of you. Mm-hmm. You do. We have like our 21 ways to initiate sex. I'll put a link to that here in the episode notes. You have to talk to each other and learn and discuss that. How are you pursuing one another?
What does romance look like, right? We did a whole series around romance, right? That pursuit, what does that look like to flirt with one another? What does it look like to date one another? It's not just like, wow, okay, we're married and so we're good and I'll connect with you in 50 years. Mm-hmm. And you know, hopefully we're, what is that? Is that the golden anniversary? I don't even know.
I think 50 is gold.
Okay. See,
75 would probably be like platinum.
Oh, theoretically you and I could live to have our,
if I was seven, if we go 75, I'd be 98 years old.
Yeah. So theoretically you could still pull that off.
Theoretically we could possibly pull that off. Yes.
That would be crazy. That's a goal, dude.
Yeah.
Goal. Total random goal coming out here. We're going platinum. Even if it's not platinum, we're just going for 75.
And I will put a link to the first episode for that romance series, mm-hmm, as well.
And you know, the other thing that we've realized as we look back on 25 years, as we celebrate the silver anniversary, is that there are going to be times when you're going to be uncomfortable. Whether it's when the two of you or one of you is trying something new, or you're meeting new people, you're moving to a new home, stepping out into new. Mm. It happens in marriage. Right. Sometimes, and if you're coaching with me, sometimes I'm kicking you in the pants to try something new. And sometimes it's life circumstances that bring you to something new. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so it's one of those things where I want to share with you, be comfortable with being uncomfortable. Don't make no an automatic response in your marriage just because it feels uncomfortable. You'll go back to those questions that we've shared so many times on the show when we're like, you know, when your spouse says something to you and it feels really uncomfortable and you're like, Elisa, I don't want to be comfortable being uncomfortable here. So I just want to say no. Well, I'm going to say, and this is speaking to myself as well, ask the question to your spouse. Well, what does that look like to you? Mm-hmm. What does that look like? What are you envisioning when you say that? Ask the questions before you just say no. You may still be uncomfortable and you may still have to negotiate the two of you on what it's going to look like. But if we can get away with just giving our spouses a hard no all the time, we actually allow those other things to happen. We allow ourselves to understand that we're growing and changing, that there are different interests, that things are being developed. We start to, when we don't say no all the time, we start to say, okay, how do I protect this time? How do we continue to pursue one another if I'm not always saying no? Guys, I said no for a lot of years at the beginning of our marriage. A lot of years. No to having sex, no to trying things, no to stepping out of my comfort zone, no to this, no to that. And it did a lot of damage. And we've spent the last 11 and a half years behind these mics, mm-hmm, as part of our 25 years together, learning along with you guys how to do marriage really well and how to create an extraordinary marriage. And we're going to continue to pour into our own marriage and to pour into your marriage. And we are so honored and blessed that you have been a part and that you are a part of this silver anniversary, because you all have been a part of our lives for the last 11 and a half out of the 25 years that we've been married.
Yeah. Yeah. And I want to share a couple more. Mm-hmm. Let's just share a couple more, because I think these ones matter.
Okay.
The people you surround yourself with really does matter. Mm-hmm. And we have the One Family private Facebook group for a reason. So you can surround yourself around married folks who are going after the extraordinary just like you. So make sure you get in our group. You can go to oneextraordinarymarriage.com/onefamily, answer the two quick questions, and we'll approve you. Get in there. Every Thursday we do a live because we love to just sit there and talk with you guys and let you guys meet other couples, because when you're around other couples who are there to encourage and instill hope, things begin to change. So jump in on that. I want to say this because it is why we started the One Extraordinary Marriage Show, is to talk about sex, is to be open, honest, and transparent about your sexual intimacy. I felt like it was hidden for so many years in my own marriage. People really didn't talk about it. And that's one of the reasons we started One Extraordinary Marriage, was to really open up. And so do know your sexual intimacy matters, and you can strengthen it. And you can strengthen it into your 20, 30, 40, 50 years into marriage. We've seen it. We've seen people in the One Family. I mean, there's one couple right now married 30 plus years, and they're like on, at this point in time, like 130 something days.
Yeah.
It's mind boggling to me. In all honesty, here you have a couple who's been married 30 plus years and they're 100 and something days in. I mean, Elise and I did, the max we did was we did a 60 day challenge and we did 40 days. So this to me is like amazing.
Rockstar status.
Absolutely rockstar status.
And they're not the only ones. I mean, there are all kinds of couples in the One Family that have had sex, you know, 180 days, 200 days in a year.
It's
and it's not, let me just be real clear here too, as we're talking about sexual intimacy and its importance. It's not the number of days in a row. It's not. It's how the two of you are choosing to connect and to strengthen that pillar of intimacy.
Lastly, and this is one I still stand on today, and I believe, and I think Elisa would say the same, your vows matter. And if you haven't pulled them out recently, I would suggest that you do. Read them to one another. Share them with one another. They weren't words that were just spoken so you can get to the kiss on your wedding day and get to the party or get to the honeymoon. Those words that you spoke matter. Words matter. They have power. So what are the words that we're speaking over each other so that way we can have the extraordinary we desire in our marriage? So pull them out. This week, this is your week. This is your week. Take what we've shared and apply how you want to in your marriage. Because it doesn't matter if you've been married a year or you've been married 40 years. Reflecting on where you are or where you've been and where you are now can change the trajectory of where you're going. Mm-hmm. And for Elisa and I, this is just, it's a point. It's a point where we can get emotional and we can feel those emotions. And now it's up to us and to you to be intentional and to take action so we actually do what we want and have the extraordinary that we desire. So go out there this week, you guys, as we celebrate our 25th, and you may be celebrating whatever year you may be celebrating. Go grab your spouse. Go take these and use one of them this week to go, you know what? We're going to jump in on one of these this week to just go, all right, this is what we can use to strengthen our marriage, to strengthen our pillars of intimacy, and more than anything, to leave a legacy for those around us. You guys have yourselves a fantastic week. We'll catch you next week. Love you guys.